Well, on this last day of July, we'll keep an eye to the sky late in the afternoon as some storms look to be progressing southeastbound into the area thanks to an upper-level disturbance that'll move across Georgia, igniting some very heavy storms across central and south Georgia that will then spread southeastbound into Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. Now, even out ahead of that with the sea breeze, there'll likely be at least a few thunderstorms that develop a little earlier, as early as 2 to 5, 4 p.m. or so, give or take, and then 4 to 7 p.m. would be when the band of heavy storms evolves and develops and spreads to the south and east with heavy downpours and a lot of lightning. An isolated severe storm is not out of the question. Now, prior to that, it's really pretty quiet. Sunshine and hot. Temperatures soar to the low 90s by noon. Top out in the mid-90s. And then, of course, we'll level off when and if the rain and storms move into your neighborhood. And then on your Thursday, a few more storms develop in the afternoon, though it doesn't appear to be quite as active as today. And it'll reach the mid-90s. Storms even more isolated for the end of the week and the beginning of the weekend on Friday and Saturday in the mid-90s with low coverage of storms, less than a third of the area each day, only to see it start to pick up and increase again Sunday afternoon, with more than half the area getting back into some rain and highs in the low to mid-90s. Now, much of what happens over the weekend, or at least some, will be dependent upon the tropical disturbance that we've been tracking for days now that's out over the central Atlantic. It did perk up a bit yesterday with a few more thunderstorms, but still not really much. It's poorly organized. There's not a whole lot of thunderstorm activity. It's got a lot of dry air and shear in its area. It's just simply not in an area very favorable for development, despite warm ocean temperatures. Well, as this moves closer to the southwestern Atlantic, conditions look to become more favorable. So we expect to see low pressure develop by at least Friday, perhaps as early as late Thursday or Thursday night. And then that's when we have to carefully monitor just how strong this may or may not be and the direction in which it goes. And there's really nothing off the table here from the Gulf of Mexico to Florida to up the eastern seaboard. It does, however, appear that anything near Florida is quite weak over the weekend. So that's good news. May enhance rainfall a little bit and the rip current risk for also for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. But it just doesn't really change the forecast much the way it would appear now, unless there's something crazy that happens here over the next few days. And then as it moves toward Florida, then it's either westbound over the Gulf if it's a weaker system because it'll be steered by the trade winds or the lower level winds, or more northward if it develops more because then it gets steered by the mid and upper level winds, taking it east of Jacksonville and Florida, then up the eastern seaboard. Either one of those scenarios is very plausible, or perhaps even into Florida. But again, it just doesn't appear as though it'll be that strong, and it just doesn't change our forecast that much for our weekend, really. Now, if it does develop into something stronger, and that is possible, it'd be in the longer range, and by then it would be moving away from Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. We also have the variable of a possibility of this having some land interaction with the greater Antilles over the toward the end of the week. That could have some effects on the intensity of the system, and its movement. And then the Bermuda High in concert with the heat dome, so to speak, the way over ballyhooed heat dome that's been talked about over the U.S. in the lower 48s, really just a upper-level high pressure that's really quite common during the summertime. But in any case, those two cells of high pressure will also play a role in the ultimate path of this system. The stronger those are, the more west it goes. The weaker that high pressure is, the chance that it develops a little alleyway near Florida. I go into all that, explain it, in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com, at ActionNewsJax.com. We also have a strong wave coming off the coast of Africa that has some long-range potential, but that would be about 10 days out. And the East Pacific is becoming much more active, but, of course, that stays on the Pacific side. With our weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.